took me to their home.
你可以猜到我的家乡在哪里吗？
Do you know where that was?
你一定猜不到。
I don't think you could guess.
是江苏的是浙江的宁波。
It is 浙江宁波。
但是你不要问我会不会讲宁波话。
But don't ask me whether I can speak the local dialect.
因为我不到三岁就到香港。
Because when I was not only not yet free, but I went to Hong Kong.
就在香港长大。
And I grew up in Hong Kong.
所以一直都是讲广东话。
And so I spoke Cantonese all the time.
我的国语是在学校里头学。
And I only learned my Mandarin in school.
我要谢谢我的妈妈，因为她常常带我去看国语的电影。所以我的国语其实不是在学校里学，是在电影院里学。所以比较一般香港来的国语讲的比较好一点。那我好像沈牧师的感觉，我是第一次到一个夏令会冬令会是讲员要讲见证的。
And similar to what Pastor Shen said this morning, I feel a little bit strange in coming because this is the first time I will have a chance to give my testimony.
那其实讲员讲见证有一个好处。
Actually, there is something good about the main speaker.
你知道那个人是怎么样一个人。
Because you know what those people will be like.
而且你们编排得非常的周到。
And then you have very good arrangements.
年纪长的就讲得比较长一点。
Somebody who is a speaker who is older gets to speak longer.
年纪轻一点呢就可以讲短一点。
And so the younger speaker will be able to speak a little bit shorter.
这就减轻我的压力。
And that alleviates some of my pressures.
因为今天听沈牧师讲非常感动。
I was very touched when I heard Pastor Shen spoke today.
下午座谈会也有见证。
And there was another testimony this afternoon.
也是很叫我感动。
And it also touched my heart.
见证就是神在不同的人、不同的个性、不同的背景，但是神彰显他的作为。
A testimony is a recounting of what God did to different people.
所以每个人都不同的。
So everybody's different.
那我今天晚上跟你讲，从哪里讲起呢？
So well, how should I start my testimony tonight?
从我的儿子讲起。
From my son.
一个人年纪到了某一个年纪呢，你都喜欢讲你的儿子的。那沈牧师他说要保持一点点的秘密，就是说他从前的名字叫什么。
And Pastor Shen said that he had to keep a secret, and that was his previous name.
就请你让我保持我的秘密，我不告诉你我多大年纪。
My secret to you this evening is I won't tell you how old I am.
但是我让你看看我的儿子，好吧？
But you can tell me my
son. 你要不要看看我的儿子？
Do you want to see my son?
Do you want to see him? 请我的儿子站起来。
你看啊。
你等一会儿问问他几岁，就可以猜到我几岁。
You can ask him how old he is and then guess how old I am.
为什么我从我的儿子讲起呢？
So why do I want to start with my son?
我有两个儿子。
I have two sons.
两年前。
Two years ago.
有一个晚上。
There was a night.
他们来对我说。
They come to speak to me.
教会快要有一个敬礼。
There is an oncoming baptism at church.
我们可以参加吗？
Can we join it?
我心里高兴得不得了。
I was very happy in my heart.
但是表面装得非常严肃。
But on the outside, I looked very undisturbed.
父亲都是这样。
Because parents always act this way.
他里头很高兴。
Although I was very happy inside.
外面还是装模作样。
But I was very cool outside.
我就说你为什么要受浸？
So I said, why do you want to be baptized?
我就一个晚上。
And so when this holy evening.
跟他们两兄弟。
And talk to them.
谈到十二点多。
And we spoke till about midnight.
因为我恐怕他要受洗。
Because I was afraid that if they want to be baptized.
就是因为他是蔡元元的儿子。
Because they're my son.
做传道人的儿子有压力的。
Because there's pressure associated with being a preacher's son.
对不对？你到一个大会里头又要站起来，真麻烦。
Because you always get introduced to good meetings.
真的很大压力。
So there's a lot of pressure.
他在学校里头每个老师都认识我。
And all of his teachers know me in school.
到很多教堂很多人认识我。
And all the churches he go to, they all know me.
做蔡元元的儿子不容易。
And so it's difficult to be Dr. Tsai's son.
我要很清楚他为什么信主。
I want to be very clear why they want to be baptized.
我很高兴。
I was very happy.
其实他们年纪很小。
But they were very young at that time.
我知道他已经愿意。
I knew that he knew the Lord.
但是我不强逼他受洗。
But I didn't want to force him to be baptized.
我就看着他们。
Then I want to just wait.
直到他们自己跟我讲。
Until they're ready and they talk to me.
而且我跟我们教会的牧师这样讲。
And then I talked to the pastor of the church.
你要好好地查问他们的信仰。
That you need to be very careful to see what their motivation is.
要他们清清楚楚。
That they need to be very clear.
那个时候我的大儿子17岁。
At that time, my oldest son was 17.
小儿子16岁。
The younger was 16.
那么我回想的时候呢，我信主也是17岁。
When I thought that I became a Christian when I was 17.
其实我长大是在一个非基督教的家里。
And I grew up in a non-Christian home.
我是长子。
I'm the eldest son.
嫡孙。How should I say? Eldest grandson.
And also the eldest grandson.
其实替我翻译不容易，因为我很多广东的国语，我那些广东国语还没有出来，已经招架不住。好，那么所以在家里头呢，有一个一直传下来的传统的一个，我不知道什么行动是我负责。
And so there's one thing that I also was responsible in the family. It's from a family tradition.
每天早上上学之前。
Every morning before we go to school,
我要替我的母亲去上香。
That I need to put incense on behalf of my mother.
门口土地。
To in front of the house.
天官赐福。
And so that God may bless us.
一共有六个神位。
And that there are six of these things for
us. 每天我就是放完香才可以上学。
And I could only go to school after I finished putting incense.
那其实我在小学已经是念基督教的学校。
But actually, I went to a Christian elementary school.
当时我不信。
But I wasn't a believer.
我感觉我念书比他们强。
Because I believe I was a better student.
那么我感觉每一方面我都比他们优胜一点点。
And in many ways, I was always superior to them.
那么然后我到一个中学。
And then I went to junior high.
是一个香港最出名的中学。
Was a very famous high school in Hong Kong.
没有宗教。
It was religious.
所以根本没有机会。
And so I didn't have any opportunity.
但是我还有很多基督徒的朋友。
But I had very many Christian friends.
可是那个时候完全看不起他们。
But then I always disdained them.
不感觉要信。
I didn't feel like I needed.
那么而且呢，在学校里头有好几个没有信主的。
And then in school there were several students who were.
就特地的联合起来。
And then they were joined together.
去找那些基督徒的麻烦。
And then they were always trying to pick on the Christians.
整天跟他们在辩。
They were always fight with them.
可是神怜悯我。
But God was gracious to me.
到我念到中学六年级 ，Form Six.
When I was in Form Six,
从另外一个中学调了有一个同学到我的学校来。
From another high school, there was a transferee who came to my school.
后来我才知道。
And then I knew later.
那个同学因为在他原来的学校传福音传得太热心了。
Because he was overly enthusiastic in spreading the gospel in the high school.
被踢出校。
He was kicked out.
然后从那个学校调到我的学校。
And so he found a transfer from his school to mine.
他学校是很有名的学校。
And he was also a very.
但是在那段时间不准传福音。
But during that time was prohibited.
所以有六个学生在那个时间就出校。
And so they kicked out six students.
其中一个就到我的。
And so then one ended up in my school.
那么就刚刚坐在我个别。
And then he was sitting right next to me.
其实你们可能有一些认识他，是曲礼强医生，他现在在美国的 Pittsburgh， 好像在 Pittsburgh.
Some of you may know he's Dr. 曲礼强 and who's
George Xu.
George Xu in Pittsburgh.
对，他刚刚坐在我旁边。
He sat next to me.
我就看着他。
So then I started watching.
这个人奇怪。
He's a very strange person.
读书第一。
He's the first in school.
好，我看，哎，外面来。来到这个 top school 再 top 我们。
I thought that because he was a very good student from a very good school and he was superior.
所以你知道我那个时候的 pride 很重要。
Because at that time I was very proud.
所以我看着他。
And so I started watching him.
第二，他很认真。
Number two, he was very studious.
对自己的要求。
He had high expectations for himself.
那么每一次下课他就找很多的人谈话。
And that he was talked to a lot of people after school.
也很有爱心。
He had a lot of.
所以我就一直看着他。
So I paid a lot of attention to him.
那他已经也看着我。
And so he started watching me as well.
就开始借一些书给我看。
And so he started lending me some books.
那我信主的进程是从理性开始的。
And so I started by believing from intellectually.
我看很多书。
I read a lot.
圣经可信吗？
Is the Bible worth believing?
科学的见证。
What about the testimonies?
都是从理性要找一些理论的基础跟他去辩。
I wanted to find an intellectual base to argue with him.
但是，其实是他的生命影响我。
But his life, in effect, affected.
我回想呢，其实他是我看真正的第一个基督徒。
In retrospect, he was the very first real Christian.
原来很多所谓基督徒根本没有生命。
Because there are a lot of Christians that are without life.
所以我就是说，跟其他的所谓基督徒比一比下去的时候，我说这样信主有什么分别？
So when I compared to the so-called Christians, I thought that was better.
我后来才发觉，真正信主的真的有分别的。
And then I discovered there is a difference for those who are real Christians.
但是我真正信主还不是理性。
But when I really believed, it wasn't intellectually.
是在一个晚上。
It was at an evening.
我那个时候，我刚才说十七岁。
And when I was 17.
那么我还记得很清楚，那天晚上就是这个 George 徐礼强，他说你要不要跟我去一个布道会
？I remember very clearly this Dr. George who said to me invited me to an evangelistic meeting.
我说去就去，怕你吗
？I said sure, I'll go. I'm not scared.
我跟他反正都在变。
Because I wanted to argue with him.
我们坐船到香港。
So we rode on a ship to Hong Kong.
在船上还在变。
And we were still arguing.
那么然后就到香港一个教堂里头，我还记得是在香港的。林良堂
It was in 林良堂 in Hong Kong.
那么那天晚上讲到的是滕牧师滕进辉牧师
And it was Pastor Tung at that time who spoke to us.
我很记得他讲什么
I still remember what he talked about.
约翰一书第四章
First John chapter 4.
神就是爱
God is love.
整天晚上就是讲爱
So they talked about love all night long.
整天晚上讲罪
About sin all night long.
很奇怪
It's very strange.
我从来不感觉自己是罪人。
I never thought I was a sinner.
我在学校一直上嘴。
I was doing very well in school.
通常是在 A class.
I always got A's.
那么通常是我的grade 是什么 grade? 品格都是 A.
And in classroom behavior, I always had A.
因为我通常很少讲话。
Because I spoke very little.
少讲话的都是 A 的。
You don't speak, you usually do very well in class.
就是这样，对外面看。
So from the external and looking at me.
所以一直感觉自己在家里头，我爸爸妈妈从来都没有骂过。
And my parents had never had any trouble with me at all.
那学校里头也是，老师对我没有什么话讲。
And my teachers were all very satisfied with me.
但是那天晚上。
But that night.
讲罪。
They talked about sin.
那么然后呼召的时间
And then they call for people to come forward.
很奇怪我低下头
Very strange, but I know
我还没有反应要觉知
At that time I haven't decided yet.
但是忽然之间在脑袋里头就出来很多从小一直到大犯过的罪
But then all of a sudden I started remembering in my inside all the sins I have committed.
我自己都怕起来
And I started being afraid.
而且有一些呢我以为没有人知道的罪
And then there were some sins I knew that were hidden and no one knew.
我六年级
When I was in sixth grade,
我偷过六本书。
I stole six books.
是老师放假之前拿书进来。
And it is books that were brought in by teachers before the vacation.
让我们放假之前可以看看。
It's something that we were supposed to read before.
我那段时间十一岁。
At that time I was 11.
但是我心里头，哎，这几本书我很喜欢。
But then I thought, oh, I really like these books.
我就把它藏起来。
So I hid them.
老师放学的时候。
And after school.
他找。数来数去差六本
The teacher were counting all the books and found that there were six short
然后他就对我们说谁拿了那书
And then they said who took the books
我在坐在第一排
I was sitting on the first row
在发抖
I was shivering
没有勇气说是我
But I was too coward to say that it was me
很高兴我的母亲来
Very happily my mother came at that time
母亲很爱我
My mother loves me a lot
天天来接我放下学
She would come to walk me
所以我就对我的老师说
So I told my teacher
我说老师
As a teacher,
我的妈妈来了
Here's my mother.
我可以跟她先走
I want to leave with her.
因为我的声誉一直都很好很有声望
Because my reputation is always very good.
那所以我的老师说你可以先走
So the teacher said, okay, go ahead.
我就拿着书包去就走
So I took my book bag and I left real quickly.
我还以为是神不知鬼不觉
I thought that no one knew of this.
但是那天晚上
But that night,
圣灵告诉我
The Holy Spirit told me
好像这类的过程
Sins like that in the past
一幕一幕在我的脑袋里头出来
And things would continually circulate through my mind
我的眼泪就丢下来
And tears fell down my face
主耶稣神就是爱
Lord Jesus God is love
所以滕牧师在呼召
And so as Pastor Tung called
我坐在后面
I was in the back
我不要举手
I didn't want to raise my hand.
直到最后
Until the very, very end.
我也不知道为什么
I don't know why.
一时软弱就把手举起来。
Because in my moment of weakness, I raised my hand.
因为我自己我一举手的话
Because I knew as soon as I raised my hand,
我就在这个 George 面前很丢脸。
Because I felt very ashamed in front of George.
你跟他辩了一年。
Because we spent a whole year arguing.
难道这样就输了给他吗？
Could I have just lost like this?
但是结果我举手。
But in the end, I raised my hand.
走出去。
I started walking to the front.
那天晚上回家。
And then that night when I went home,
我一个人。
I by myself.
我在家里头，我跟我的弟弟住一个房间。
I shared the same room with my brother.
我睡。上面的一层是双层的床。
It is a bunk bed. I slept on top.
那天晚上我跪在床上。
I was kneeling on my bed.
头顶顶着屋顶。
My head was touching the ceiling.
不断的流泪。
And I cried constantly.
求神赦免我的罪。
That God will forgive my sins.
我就是这样信了主。
And so that's how I became a Christian.
那信主之后呢，才一年左右，我就离开香港到加拿大念书。
I left Hong Kong for Canada for my studies about 1 year after I became a Christian.
那么那个时间还不到十九岁。
I was barely 19.
那么有人问我，你是什么时候奉献的呢？
So someone asked you, when did you give of yourself?
那通常的人呢，都是算我在念神学那一年开始。
And so usually you start counting when you start going to divinity school.
我就告诉他 it's not fair.
So I told him that it's not fair.
我说不是从那天开始。
So that's not when you start counting.
我说真正开始的是
And the real time that it started
在1964年。
It was in 1964.
在一个冬令会。
It was at a winter camp.
但是讲起那个冬令会，我要再讲我的儿子。
But then to talk to you about that winter camp, I have to talk to you about my son again.
不是这个儿子。
Now this one.
是另外一个儿子。
The other one.
大儿子。
The oldest one.
这个是小的。
This is the smaller one.
那大儿子呢，就比他大一岁。
And so the older one is 1 year older than he is.
我刚刚前几个月收到他的信。
A couple months ago, I received a letter from him.
从加拿大写信回香港。
It was a letter from Canada to Hong Kong.
他说父亲。
He said, "Dear Father,"
告诉你，我刚刚去了一个冬令会。
To tell you that I just came back from a winter camp.
我很喜欢那个冬令会。
I really liked it.
那讲生命的问题。
Because it talked about life.
讲人是谁
？And the speaker was
滕进惠牧师。
Pastor Tung.
那他说。
And so he said.
我在冬令会。
When I was at the camp.
已经决定。
I was already decided.
奉献自己。
That I want to give of myself totally.
不，他加一句。
But he added something.
他说我不是准备做传道啊。
I am not prepared to be a pastor.
其实奉献传道不传道不是最重要的。
But to give up yourself, what
do
you
think? 啊，
我收到那封信。So when I got the letter,
很感动。
I was very touched.
眼泪掉下来。
So I started crying again.
然后就说，我算算看，他1989年。
And so I started counting. That was in 1989.
在 Regina, 加拿大一个 Regina 冬令会。
He went to winter camp in Regina in Canada.
奉献给主。
And so he gave up himself.
我刚刚就是25年前
，and then 25 years ago,
1964年
，I myself in 1964,
也是在 Regina,
and also at Regina,
同一个冬令会
，it was also the same winter camp.
我奉献给主
，then I gave up myself to the Lord.
25年之后
，25 years later,
神恩待了我的儿子。
God was gracious to my son.
意思很简单
，it's the same.
我弄清楚一个问题
，so I understood one problem.
主权的问题。
Problem of sovereignty.
我还记得那天晚上唱的诗。
I still remember the hymn we sang that.
Take my life and let it be.
Take my life and let it be.
啊，我很喜欢那首歌。
I really like that hymn.
Take my life.
Take my life.
要我的命。
Take my life.
那首歌真的要我的命。Take my life. 是神把他的命给我。
Because God gave His life to me.
那么很简单。
It's very easy.
我的命应该给他。
My life
就是那么简单
，It should be that easy。
那么那个时间，我就在冬令会。
And so in that winter camp，
我对主说
，I talked to the Lord。
My life is yours。
That my life is yours。
请你接受。
Please take it and accept。
那很奇怪，在同那个冬令会奉献的很多，现在都跟我一起在香港侍奉。
And very strangely, a lot of people that give up their lives in that
time, 有一些可能你们不认得，有些可能你们认得罗曼华姐妹。
Sister 罗曼华。
Gail Law， 还有一位刚刚到 Toronto Benny Chin 前北斗。
Benny Chin who just
came to Toronto. 我再说，很多是那段时间奉献的。
A lot of these servers of the Lord are.
后来都到不同的工厂。
And that they all went to different fields to serve the Lord.
那个是我刚刚念大学第一年。
And then the first year in my college.
但是在生命很重要的一个转捩点呢, 是在1965年, 跟着的一年的夏令会。
But a very crucial turning point in my life was the following year at a summer camp in 1965.
那一年我到Toronto去做暑期的工。
I had a summer job in Toronto.
那暑期快要完的时候, 有一个夏令会。
At the end of the summer, there was a summer camp.
有一个同学跟我一起到Toronto问我要不要去那个夏令会。
There was a fellow student who asked me to go with him.
我说我不去。
I said no.
因为我还要赚钱。
Because I still wanted to make money.
就保留一些钱, 好像我明年可以有学费可以交。
So that I can pay for my school.
所以说对不起,我不去。
So I said, sorry, I can't go.
是很奇怪。
But very strangely,
快要到暑期结束的时候,
near the end of the summer,
我们几个同学驾车, 到 Niagara Falls, Toronto 到 Niagara Falls 很近。
Several of us drove from Toronto to Niagara Falls,
一个 weekend,
to spend a weekend.
那么回程的时候,
but on the return trip,
车刚刚出来,
as we were beginning to drive,
就撞,
and we had an accident.
我坐在前面,
I was in the front seat,
一撞,
and then the car hit,
我的头破,
and then my forehead got hit.
送到医院里头去,
so that I had to go to the hospital.
缝了12针,
I had to have 12 stitches.
所以就把头包起来。
So then I started wrapping up my head.
哇，你看早上在医院里头起来。
And the next morning when I woke up,
我看看镜子里头的, 这个好像是印度人的一个。
I looked into the mirror and it looked like I had a turban on my head.
我说, 哎, 这样我不可以上班。
So I thought I couldn't go to work like this.
我上班的是很重的工, 是在一个golf club里头, 要做很重的工。
Because I was working and it was a heavy job in a golf club.
我就说, 倒不如我去参加夏令会。
So I thought perhaps I really should go to the summer camp.
结果我就去。
And so as a result, I went.
头上 戴着那个
bandages and all.
在那个夏令会。
At that summer camp.
很奇怪。
Very strangely.
两位讲员。
There were two speakers.
一位是 Adney, Reverend David Adney, 艾德里牧师。
One is Reverend Adney.
另外一位是 Reverend Stephen Knight.
The other one is Reverend Stephen Knight.
徐松宁牧师。 Reverend Stephen Knight.
Reverend Stephen Knight.
两位都是曾经在中国传福音的。
And they were both evangelists in China.
外国人。
And they were both foreigners.
另外有几位道士。
And then there were a couple other co-workers.
那么他们呢,都是外国人。
They were all foreigners.
一个是英国的一位护士。
One was a nurse from England.
也是准备到东南亚去传福音。
She also wanted to go to South Asia.
另外一位是挪威籍的一个。 的一个宣教师,
one was an evangelist from Norway,
到辽国传福音,
and he went to Laos,
也是会讲中国话,
and they all spoke Chinese.
那我, 你们认识不认识, 艾牧师, Adney,
do you know Reverend Adney?
徐牧师你可能不认识, Stephen Knight, 你们不认识,
do you know Reverend Stephen Knight?
他们站在哪里, 讲的是国语,
and as they were standing there, they were speaking in Mandarin.
那么艾牧师你知道他每次站起来都是讲中国的。
And every time he would tell us something about China.
我坐在哪里,
as I was sitting there,
我看着他,
as I was looking at him,
我说奇怪,
I thought, that's very strange.
头发都白了,
his hair were all white.
那么他的皮都很皱,
and then his skin was all very wrinkly.
以前年纪很大,
because he was very old.
现在还存在, 现在80多岁。
He's still alive, he's over 80 now.
那我看着他, 他讲, 讲中国的情况啊, 中国教会的历史, 他的感情很强烈。
So he felt very strong as he started talking to us
about China
and the church. And as I was sitting there,
我说我在这里做什么?
So I thought, what am I doing here?
我从 Form 4, 中学4年级, 我已经很想做医生。
Ever since I was in Form 4, I wanted to be a doctor.
那个时候还没有信主。
I wasn't a Christian yet.
但是已经有这个盼望。
Because I wanted to be a doctor at that time.
那到加拿大。
Then I went to Canada.
我也没有什么特别的感动, 为什么要到加拿大, 但是我知道加拿大有几个医学院香港承认的。
I wanted to go to Canada, not for anything special, except there were a couple accredited hospitals.
就念医科。
And so then I could go into
pre-med. 但是我念完医科到哪里去?
So where should I go after my education?
我没有答案。
I had no answer.
但是那个时间我看,
but during that time I saw
这些人,
all of these people,
为什么他们把他们最好的灵日, 都给了我中国呢?
Why do they give all of their best times in their life to China?
因为他们现在年老,
until now they're very old,
还在讲中国,
and they're still talking about China.
徐牧师那个时间也大概60岁,
and Pastor Chu was also about 60.
还是在加拿大做中国学生的学生工作,
he was still working with the Chinese students.
没有停止的,
he didn't stop.
那每一个他们讲的国语比我好,
all of them spoke better Mandarin than I.
我是那个时间呢, 下决心要讲好我的国语。
So at that time I decided I need to get better at my Mandarin.
我在那个时间之前从来不会站起来讲国语。
At that time I would never speak in public.
那你看我在那个时间,
so during that time,
在那个夏令会没有护照,
I did not feel called at the summer camp.
但是我在那个camp的一个湖边, 那个小小的湖边,
but there was on the lakeside where I was at, it was a little lake.
所以我知道我很喜欢, 所以我刚才已经吃完饭跑到刚才的那个湖边坐了一会儿。
You all know that I like lakes, so I went to sit by the lake a while ago.
我坐在那里,
so as I was sitting there,
我对主说,
I was speaking to the Lord.
主啊,
Lord,
我的生命是你的,
my life is yours.
我念完了书,
I have finished my education.
你要是愿意,
if you're willing,
你带我到我的骨肉之亲当中,
lead me among my brothers,
好叫我可以服侍他,
so that I may serve them.
因为我知道他们大部分还没有信主。
Because I know most of them are not yet believers.
神听我的祷告。
So God listened to my prayer.
神也让我可以服侍我的骨肉之亲。
And God let us serve people who are of my race.
所以我在加拿大念书的时候,
so when I was studying in Canada,
神已经给我很多机会到 Chinatown里头去探那些老华侨。
God gave me the opportunity to go to China to visit all Chinese people. Most of them have never heard of the gospel.
在当中做学生工作,
and that I was spending time with the students.
原来大部分都没有信主,
and most of them were non-Christian.
后来再开始一个华人教会,
and then I started a Chinese church.
神就这样为我预备,
so God prepared me along the way.
但是真正的预备呢,
when the real preparation came,
是为我预备了一位同心的太太,
that God gave me a wife of the same heart.
那么我其实很盼望介绍我的太太给你认识。
I really want to be able to introduce my wife to you.
不过她今天不在这里。
But she is not here today.
那么我在那个时间还没有女朋友。
At that time I didn't have a girlfriend.
所以我在神面前就祷告。
I started praying in front of God.
我在神面前求。
So I started praying.
我说四个条件。
I said there are four conditions.
要不要听?
Do you want to hear this?
Four loves.
Four musts.
Four loves.
Four loves.
第一,
number one,
一定要爱神,
she must love God.
我自己感觉神既然呼召了我,
将来跟我一起走的,
跟我一样, 盼望是神所爱, 也是爱神。
Since I felt that someone must spend their life with me, it must be someone that loved the Lord.
第二,
number two,
但爱神也没有用, 要爱我。
Love God, but also love me.
爱神的太多了。
There are a lot of people who love God.
爱我的很难找。 这个很重要。
So that's very important.
第三,
number three,
这个很重要。
It's very important.
我知道神已经把中国放在我的心。
I know that God has placed China on my heart.
第三,
so thirdly,
要爱中国。
She must love China.
因为那个时间到加拿大念书的大部分都没有准备回去,
because at that time most of the students who went to Canada weren't prepared to return to China.
但是我心里都感觉,
but at that time I thought within my heart,
神会把我带回去,
that if God were to lead me back,
我说一定要同心,
and so there must be one with the same heart.
感谢主,
so thank God,
预备三个条件,
that he gave me someone that met those three conditions.
还有第四,
and then there's the fourth one,
比较 是我自私一点,
it's something that I'm selfish about.
要爱我的家人,
they must love my family.
我的家人那个时候还没有信主,
at that time none of them were Christians.
我知道可能有困难,
I thought there might be difficulties.
事实上后来真正出现困难,
and in reality there were difficulties later on.
因为我父母, 我还没有, 那个时候他还没有信主,
because my parents were not Christians at the time.
后来我在奉献做传道的时候, 出现很大,
and thank God,
神为我预备,
because he prepared for me.
所以我毕业之后,
so after I graduated,
就结婚,
and then I got married.
结婚之后就生孩子,
and I got married and children.
那么一生就两个,
so then two of them came along.
那么所以我毕业之后实习完了就回香港,
so after graduation and internship I went back to Hong Kong.
那么回香港呢, 当时是因为在香港一个 missionary hospital,
And then I was at the missionary hospital in Hong Kong.
不够医生。
And they didn't have enough doctors.
他们写信给我。
So they wrote me.
那么本来我那个时间还预备再进修几年才回去。
At that time, I felt like I want to specialize further before returning to Hong Kong.
但是因为他们需要很迫切，所以呢，就他说最好你立刻回来。
And so they said, please come as soon as you can.
所以我1971年我就回去。
So in 71, I returned to Hong Kong.
但是也没有想到。
But I was not expecting.
我后来改行。
That I changed my profession.
那是我从来没有想到。
It was something totally abnormal. 但
我还是很喜欢做医生。
Because I still wanted to be a physician.
那到现在我还经常到医院里头去嗅嗅那个味道，我一件事情。
I still go taking the smell of the aroma of the hospital.
很多人不喜欢，但是我很喜欢。我一嗅那个味道，我就精神起来。
A lot of people do not like to be in hospital, but it's something that I like to go.
那我在医院里头总共做了5年。
I spent 5 years in a hospital.
但是没有想到，在我回香港之后呢，神为我预备很多机会在年轻人当中服侍。
But then I had some unforeseen opportunities that God provided for me to
做学生的工作
，to spend time with the students.
就因为这个缘故，神就把香港青年人的负担放在我的心里头。
And so God placed the burden of the Hong Kong's youth on me.
那后来苏恩佩姐妹从新加坡回香港。
And then Sister Su Wen Pei returned to Hong Kong from Singapore.
她身体不好。
And she was not, and she was in ill health.
所以回香港休养。
So she was trying to recuperate in Hong Kong.
我从前不认识她。
I didn't know her then.
你也很难猜我在什么地方碰到她。
And it is a very difficult way to guess how we met.
有一次我到九龙城寨，是在香港的一个很多黑社会啦、吸毒的人聚集的一个地方。
Once I went to this place in Kowloon, where that is frequented by all the underworld and all the drug dealers.
那里有一个团契请我去分享。
At that time, there was a fellowship that invited me.
所以我就进去。
So that I went there.
没想到，看在哪里，坐在后面一个，瘦瘦的小女孩。
So then I saw this girl that was skinny, that was sitting in the back.
坐在那里。
She was sitting there.
一介绍，苏恩佩。
And as we were introduced, it was Sister Su Wen Pei.
原来她也。对那些吸毒的人很有负担。
She was also had a burden for all the.
我们就在哪里碰面。
So we were introduced there.
也没有想到。
And then all unexpectedly.
就一群很多从海外回去的一些基督徒。
There was also a group of Christians who returned.
都共同有一个负担。
They all had the same vision.
对香港的青年人有负担。
And a burden for the youth of Hong Kong.
感觉他们需要福音。
That they needed the gospel.
我们就以此开始祷告。
And so we started praying among us.
各一个星期，两个星期就祷告一次。
And so every other week or so we get together.
直到后来呢，神就把这个文字工作的负担放在我们的心里头。
So one day we were given a burden for a little.
苏恩佩本来说他回香港，他说从今之后都办杂志。
苏恩佩 originally thought when she came back to Hong Kong she would never have anything to do.
因为他知道办杂志是要他的命。
Because it was very difficult to have a magazine.
在台湾校园杂志。
In Taiwan, there is a campus crusade.
在新加坡的前桥。
In Singapore, there's also a magazine.
那么，然后她回香港是休息。
So when she went back to Hong Kong, she really, really wanted to recuperate and rest.
原来在神的字典里头没有休息。
But there is no such word as rest in God's dictionary.
神还是让她有这个负担。
And so God gave her the same.
所以1973年我们就开始。
So in 1973, we started publishing.
也是开始我跟我的父亲。正面冲突的一天。
And that is also the start of a direct confrontation between myself and my father.
那天告诉他。
And so I told him.
我说爸爸。
Father.
我准备放下我医院一部分的时间。
I'm going to give only part time to the hospital.
那么出来工作。
I wanted to do something else.
他听了很高兴。
He originally was very happy when he heard.
他说对，这样想法很对。
He said, oh, this is a very good thing.
你应该部分时间在医院。
You need to spend part of your time in the hospital.
另外一部分就开始一个诊所。
Then the other time you need to start a clinic.
那个诊所最好在医院附近。
So this clinic that should be.
那么现在很快看你的病人就自然来了。
So all the people at the hospital will come to your clinic.
后来我告诉他。
And then I told him.
要开始一个杂志。
I was going to start publishing a magazine.
他差点昏倒
过去。
哎，没想到。
It was totally unexpected.
那还可以勉强接受。
But then he kind of accepted me that way.
因为起码我还一半时间在医院。
Because at least I was spending part of my time in the hospital.
再过两年。
And then 2 years later.
我告诉他。
Then I talked to him again.
我要 再放下另外一部分的时间。
But I'm going to give up the rest of my time at the hospital.
啊，那次他受不了。
He couldn't stand it.
我告诉他我念神学。
I want to say I want to go study divinity.
我还记得1976年。
And then in 79, I still remember.
我离开香港的那一天。
I left Hong Kong that day.
我的父亲在家中。
My father was at home.
忽然之间他说。
All of a sudden he said.
你们所有的人先出去。
All of you leave my presence right now.
然后他对我的最小的弟弟说。
And he spoke to my youngest brother.
你留下来。
You stay here.
我要你做一个见证人。
You need to be my witness.
我要跟我的大儿子讲。
I will speak now to my eldest son.
我说跟他儿子讲话要见证人。
So I thought, how come he needed a witness?
我已经知道不对。
So I thought, uh-oh.
That's right, that's right. That's exactly what I said. 我就坐在那里。
So I sat there.
整整三个小时。
For 3 entire hours.
我没有一句话。
I didn't say a single word.
他一直在讲。
He spoke constantly.
一直在讲。
Yeah, continued.
我已经忘记他讲什么。
I forgot what he was talking about.
总之都是我的不对。
But it was all how bad I was.
他说我应该有的。
He said the things that I should have.
我没有。
I didn't.
他说我应该有的。
He said the things that I should have.
他都有。
All he had all.
我说他就一直在这儿算。
So he started counting all these things.
然后
And then,
我没话讲
I didn't know what to say.
那天下午
That afternoon,
我就离开香港
I left Hong Kong.
我在机场
At the airport,
很多人来送我的飞机
A lot of people would come to see people off.
我只找一个面孔
All I did was try to find one face.
他没有出现
But it did not come.
就是我的父亲
And that was my father.
所以我上飞机
And so I got into the plane.
我跟我太太
Me and my wife.
两个小孩子
Two children.
那个时候他才我看3岁。
At that time he was only 3.
我一上飞机
，As soon as I got in the plane，
就哭了。
I started crying.
不断的在哭。
Constantly I cried.
我拿起笔
，I started taking up a pen，
给我爸爸写封信
，to write my father。
4张纸
，4 pages。
我对他说
，I told him，
其实我爱你
，I really do love you，
但是对不起。
But I am sorry.
因为我知道我要做的。
Because I know that I have to do.
不是他想我做。
Isn't what he wants me to do.
但是我知道我应该这样做。
But I know this is what I must do.
所以我说，我这件事，我是非常对不起。
So I said, on this, I am very sorry.
但是我知道。
But I said, I knew.
为什么我选这条路。
Why I chose this road.
我就把信寄出去。
Then I mailed the letter.
跟着在神学院的2年。
So in the divinity school, 2 years,
不断写信
I wrote constantly.
一封信都没有
I never got a reply.
所以到最后我毕业之前
And then right before graduation,
我曾经想过
Then I thought,
我好不好回到医院里头为我的爸爸去做一天的医生
So should I go back and become a doctor for 1 day in a hospital just for my father?
Just for his sake. 就是为了他我要做一天
Just for his sake to be a doctor for 1 day.
后来我想
So then I thought,
也弥补不了这么多
that I really wouldn't do that much
因为我的弟弟已经做医生
Because my younger brother is a doctor
也不见他开心到哪里
that didn't really
我妹妹后来结婚
my sister then
也嫁了给医生
and she married a doctor
也没有解决问题
but that didn't make him unhappy
可是我多做一天也没有解决问题
so I thought if I become a doctor for 1 day it wouldn't help much
我还是决定
so then I decided
神既然要我走这条路
that if God will give me this road to travel
我就走下去
this is the road I will travel
很感谢主
so thank God
我离开神学院前2个星期
2 weeks before I left seminary
收到一封信
I got a letter
是我爸爸给我的信
it is from my father
他说
he said
我知道你回来
I know that you're coming back
你要是愿意
if you want
你可以先住在我的家
you can stay with me
然后再找地方
and look for someplace else later
我收到这件信
when I got this letter
我知道
I knew
神已经在他的心中动工
God has already started his work
所以我跟太太去说我们回香港
we need to go back to Hong Kong
不要找房子
we don't need to look for a place
先住在他的家
let's go stay with my father first
一定会去做。
That will definitely go there first.
很感谢主。
Thank God.
有一天他对我说。
One day he told me.
路遥知马力。
That the longer you have to run, the more your strength is known.
日久见人心。
That the longer as days pass by, the more that will be known about your heart.
他说我知道你对我怎么样。
He says, I really know how you feel about me.
然后他说。
And then he said,
我重新告诉你。
I told you before.
我有的东西你没有。
What I have, you don't have.
他说我现在告诉你。
But now I tell you.
我发觉一件事。
I discovered something.
有一样是你有的。
There is one thing that you have.
我没有。
That I don't.
我忘着他。
I forgot.
我忘了他。看着他
I did not see him.
我对他说你讲的对
So I said you are correct.
感谢主
Thank God.
他改变了很多
He changed a lot.
还没有信主还差一点点
He's not yet a Christian yet but he's almost there.
因为有一次他病
Because it was one time he
was sick. 我们家人为他祷告
We were praying for him.
他也很高兴我们为他祷告
He was very happy that we were praying for him.
但是我知道他还差一步
But I know that he still lacked just a little bit.
我的母亲刚刚前几年信了主
Several years ago, my mom did.
我的弟弟信了主。
My younger brother.
妹妹信了主。
My sister became.
两个儿子信了主。
My two sons became Christian.
还差一点点，我的父亲。
A little bit more for my father.
那时候我知道神在他身上已经动工。
But I know that God has already started His work.
那所以在这些年日里头
，So during all the time,
看见神很多恩典。
I see a lot of God's.
特别香港改变，香港改变。
Especially the changes in Hong Kong.
很多人离开。
A lot of people left.
但是在这个时间
，But during this time,
神要我们看见。
God wants us to see.
到1997
1997,
还有500多万人不可以离开香港。
There are still 5 million or so people who can't leave.
所以几年前
And so a couple years ago,
我跟一些同工一起祷告。
A couple of coworkers and myself were praying.
神就给我们一个感动。
That God gave us a vision.
就是还是要服侍这些不能够离开香港的一些青年。
That we still need to serve all the youth who cannot leave Hong Kong.
而且在那个时间
And that during this time,
香港的人走
As the people are leaving,
卖房子。
They're selling their houses.
房子的价就跌下去。
And the real estate market went into a slump.
突破在那个时间。
So at that time there could be.
我们求神一个见证。
We asked God for a vision.
我说神，你要我们留下来。
We said God, if you want us to stay.
你一定要为我们预备一个房子。
You must prepare a place for us.
很感谢主。
And thanks be to God.
那个时间我们其实在经常费还相差大概14万，还不足够。
At that time, our general fund was still short by about $140,000.
但是我们看中一栋楼，一栋楼。
And we saw this building that we liked.
1800万。
It is $18 million.
那他们感觉我们 crazy.
So everybody thought we were crazy.
但是我们知道神要把这个房子给。
But we knew that God is going to give that to us.
真的，他给了我们。
Truly, He did.
我们买的那天。
On the day that we bought it,
买的过程其实很奇怪的，我没有不详细跟你讲，因为时间已经够。
The process is very interesting, but I will not go into it in detail.
那天他要我们付270万的 down payment.
Because at that time he wanted us to give him a payment of $2.7 million.
没有。
We didn't have it.
直到那天早上。
Not until that morning.
有一位弟兄刚刚从美国经过香港。
There was a brother who was returned to Hong Kong.
他打个电话给我。
He called me.
他说突破啊，最近好吗？我说很好。
He said, "How is your ministry doing?" I said, "Very well."
我告诉他，我们准备买一个新的办公的地方。
I said, "At that time, we wanted to buy a new office."
他说真这样好。
He said, "Oh, really?"
还差多少钱
？How much are you short?
我告诉他还差40万。
I thought we were still $400,000 short.
他想一想。
He thought it over.
他说好。
He said, "Okay."
你今天下午。
This afternoon,
4:30
at 4:30,
到我的办公室。
Come to my office.
我给你一个 check.
I'll give you a check.
那天下午5点钟
So that afternoon at 5 p.m.
我们就要付款。
We had to pay.
因为不然的话，他们不可以取消那个拍卖，我们就不可以拿到那个房子。
Because otherwise we'll cancel the sale and we will not be able to buy it.
那天下午我在律师楼5点钟。
And so that afternoon at 5 p.m. I was with a lawyer.
我的同工就把那个钱拿进来。
And that coworker brought that check.
270万。
$2.7 million.
我对他说。
And I told him.
把它影印起来。
Let's make a copy of.
我从来没有看过那么大的钱。
第
二，我要把这个记录保存起来。
And that I want to record this.
是神为我们预备。
Because it is God's preparation.
感谢主。
And thanks be to him.
我签名。
That I signed.
那个律师还感哇，感觉这个人不得了。
And so I really impressed that lawyer.
第二天。
The next day.
报纸也登出来。
It was in the newspapers.
为什么？因为他要取消那个拍卖。
Because they want to cancel this.
报纸就这样报道。
So the newspaper report.
香港还有一个机构。
There is another organization.
对香港前途很有信心。
They had a lot of hope.
其他人都不买买楼，他们买。
He wanted to buy this piece of real estate.
那么还说，听说这个机构就是《突破》杂志。
And then the paper reported that it was this organization.
那《突破》第一次在地产版上出报。
And that was the very first time that we were on the front page news.
很感谢主。
And thanks be to God.
感谢主。
Thank God.
神让我们看见他的证据。
Because God wanted us to see His proof.
从那天开始到现在。
So from that day onward until now.
突破的同工增加了一倍。
The co-workers grew by
two. 增加了一倍。
And our ministry grew by twofold.
我们现在有120个同工。
We now have 120 co-workers.
那么，也是神的恩典。
And this is all God's blessing.
我们也看见过去几年。
So we see in the past couple
of
years.
很多年轻人信主。
Lots of youth came to know.
不得了。
Whole bunch of
不同的行业的都有。
From different occupations.
我知道。
I know.
是怜悯的时刻。
Because it is God's grace.
所以我今天早上说大时代。
So it is, that's why this morning I said it is the great age.
咒诅的时代。
It is the age.
也是祝福的年代。
It is the age of great blessing.
一定很多人信主。
That many people will come to know the Lord.
香港一直而来对福音的反抗很强。
There's always been a lot of resistance.
这几年了，神把这些抵抗都打破。
Recently, these resistances were removed.
很多台湾来的弟兄问我
，A lot of people from Taiwan asked me,
台湾是不是很难传福音
？Is it hard to spread the gospel in Taiwan?
不容易。
No, it's not easy.
很困难。
It is difficult.
物质很厉害。
Because it is very
迷信很厉害。
It is very superstitious.
但是我告诉你
，But I tell you,
神要打破这些。
Because God will break the
barriers. 一定的。
He will.
一定的。
He must.
越是政治的转变，社会的转变越。厉害
the more the changes in society and in politics,
人要思想生命
people start about thinking about life
我是非常相信
and that is very exciting
所以我盼望神在你们当中
so I hope that God will be working within you
也把这个福音的负担交给你
that they will give the burden for this gospel to you
我这次很高兴跟我的儿子一起来参加
I'm very happy that I can be here with my son
完了之后我就跟他一起到加拿大
we will go to Canada after this
在我念书的地方
where I went to school
他就留在那里
And that he will be studying there.
然后我们两老就回香港。
And then me and my wife will go back to Hong Kong.
面对我们的 emptiness.
And we will face our emptiness when we get back.
所以有一些很凄惨孤单的感觉。
So we feel very lonely right now.
但是神有恩典。
But God is gracious.
我们知道未来的几年。
We know that the next few years.
我们要看见神更大的恩典。
We will see even more blessings.
更大的恩典。
Even more blessings.
两个儿子去了。
And as soon as the two
我相信神要赐给我更多的儿子。
Then there will be many other sons.
你相信吗
？Do you believe so?
你不相信你，你到香港来看看我其他很多儿子。
If you don't believe me, come. I'll show you all my other sons.
神的恩典够我们用。
That God's grace is sufficient for us.
感谢主。
Thank God.
愿神赐福给你们。
May God bless all of you.
好，谢谢你的翻译。